Good evening. I thought I'd begin by reading some early poems, and that I'd also read a couple of early poems by W.H. Auden, because Auden and I were at university together, and when I wrote my first poems, the poems that he was writing very much influenced me. I think Auden, when he was an undergraduate already, had a very strong, a very definite and clear theory about writing poetry. And this was that the subject of a poem didn't matter, and it didn't matter very much what the poem was about. The point was that you wrote a poetry which was about things, and you made out of these things lines, lines which in his poetry were very memorable. But I think that when you listen to this poetry, you don't really want to know very much what it says. You really listen for the lines. So I'll read an early poem of Auden, or two early poems of Auden, which he wrote when he was an undergraduate. He also thought that poems ought to be very detached, that they ought to be written, as it were, from an almost scientific point of view, and that, for instance, if you wrote a love poem, it shouldn't be a poem about your feelings. It should be more like a kind of analysis of a situation, like almost like a chemical analysis. One of his favorite words was clinical, and another favorite word was symptomatic. So if you listen to this poem, you'll see it's a very clinical kind of love poem written by a very young man, aged about 19. Consider, if you will, how lovers stand in brief adherence, straining to preserve too long the suction of goodbye. Others, less clinically minded, will admire an evening like a coloured photograph, a music stultified across the water. The desert opens here, and if though we have ligatured the ends of a farewell, sporadic heartburn show in evidence of love uneconomically slain, it is for the last time, the last look back, the heel upon the finishing blade of grass, to dazzling cities of the plain where lust threatened a sinister rod, and we shall form in our study of stones, and we shall turn to our study of stones to split Eve's apple, absorbed, content, if we can say because, unanswerable like any other pedant, like Solomon and Sheba, wrong for years. I found difficulty in I couldn't read one or two words because I printed this book on a hand press, this book of Auden's poems, on a hand press, which I had when we were students. And about half the type broke in the course of printing it. But what was memorable about poems like this were just lines. I mean, an evening like a coloured photograph, a music stultified across the waters.